All right. Well, we're opening up the program today talking about an event that is near and dear to our Connoisseur Media community. I'm talking about Swim Across America Fairfield County. And I'm so pleased to make the acquaintance of my guest this morning, fellow cancer survivor, Nancy Carr. She is the event director. And if you somehow haven't heard about it, well, the 18th year of Swim Across America Fairfield County is happening in just a couple of weeks on June 29th. Swimmers of all ages and skill levels, anyone who wants to get close to this event without going in the water by volunteering, or even if you want to get in the water and help the swimmers by volunteering, or if you just want to come and watch and join the festivities and festival atmosphere around this exciting event, as well as open water swim and pool swims to raise money to fight cancer, then we're going to tell you all about it today, as well as a brand new event, especially for kids ages up to 11. So we've got a lot to talk about this morning, but in the interim, I will welcome you. Nancy, great to meet you and make your acquaintance. Why don't you start, you know, kind of briefly telling us your cancer story?
Thanks so much, John. It's a pleasure to meet you as well. And that was quite the perfect introduction. I feel like I barely need to tell anybody anything. But this is actually the first time I have been introduced as a cancer survivor. So that's kind of a surreal experience for me. I am still undergoing treatment. I have two radiation treatments left. And then hopefully we'll be able to have all of this in the rearview mirror. But just very briefly, my particular cancer story is that I was diagnosed with two different GI, gastrointestinal cancers a few months back. I had surgery, and I have now almost finished 6 weeks of chemo and radiation treatment. And I'm feeling good and really looking forward to the swim.
Well, as survivors who became labeled as such on the days of our diagnosis, I know it gives me special inspiration and energy to talk to people like you who are also really literally diving in, if you'll excuse the pun, to put your energies toward helping others. So what inspired you to get involved with the Swim Across America Fairfield County?
You know, John, I actually got involved back in 2016 when the son of a friend of mine was diagnosed with osteosarcoma. I believe he was a freshman in college at the time. And he was a very well-loved swimmer and water polo player from the Greenwich community, Greenwich High School. And everybody was, you know, getting involved with Swim Across America if they hadn't already been. And I said, gosh, you know, I wish I could help out, but I don't swim. You know, I don't boat. I don't, you know, I'm definitely not somebody you want on the water. And my friend said to me, well, you know, you could be a land volunteer. And I said, okay, sign me up. And that's kind of how I started. And that's why I always say, you know, you don't have to be a swimmer to get involved, or to, you know, our saying is make waves to fight cancer. You do not have to be a swimmer to make waves. So I've been on land the whole time.
So how do land volunteers serve this Swim Across America Fairfield County event?
So we set up for the event the Friday before, starting at noon. So that would be Friday, the 28th of June. We spend a couple of hours setting up the entire event, which is at the offices of Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy in Cummings Point in Stamford. They have a beautiful property there with a beach access, so we go right into the water from there. And then all day Saturday, our volunteers arrive very early Saturday morning before lights, even, you know, the sun has risen, and, you know, continue to set up the event. And we have people, you know, helping people check in to who are going to swim, helping check in all the volunteers. Gosh, just we have food vendors. We have merchandise to sell. We have really all manner of opportunities for people to volunteer, and people can volunteer on the water too, which you did mention. Mm-hmm. So we have people out on boats that help form the perimeter to keep all of our swimmers safe. And then we also have people experienced on stand-up paddle boards and in kayaks who are also there to lend assistance to our swimmers. Sometimes they just need a little rest. Sometimes they need a little encouragement. And occasionally somebody needs some genuine help. So, anybody who would like to get involved, we will find a place for you.
So those who are participating or who may want to volunteer and join the cause with watercraft on the water or in the water, but who aren't participating swimmers, do any of them need any kind of special pre-qualifying criteria fulfilled or any kind of certifications or designations, or do they just go to your website and get in touch and sign up?
They can just go to the website and sign up, and that's true for swimmers or volunteers. Our swim distances are half mile, mile and a half, and 3 mile. And we have opportunities, again, to sign up as a land or a water volunteer. And it's really easy to, you know, to navigate the website, which is swimacrossamerica.org/FC for Fairfield County.
Right. So I know you're not an official spokesperson for the host and beneficiary, but what can you tell folks that are listening about the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy? They have been a guest on our For the People program a few years back. So I have vague memories of the incredible work that they were doing at the time as cancer research and innovations have seemed to advance exponentially over the past few years. What are a few of the things that you could tell folks about the Alliance?
Well, I have to say it is just an astounding organization. So it's the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy. And what they do is they fund critical cancer cell and gene therapy. And these therapies harness the power of the body's own immune system to fight cancer without destroying other tissue. So, you know, this isn't surgery, this isn't chemo, this isn't radiation. This is using our own bodies to help fight cancer. And it allows doctors to be very, very targeted. And this is, you know, when we're talking about personalized medicine, this is what we're talking about. And John, I'm sure you had the similar experience when you were being treated for cancer. You know, you meet all kinds of people in the waiting room or whatever it is at whatever facility that you're being treated. And, you know, the it always comes up, you know, gosh, how come they haven't found a cure for cancer? And I feel like the easy answer to that is because cancer is not one disease. Everybody who has cancer really has a different disease.
Sure.
Even, you know, the people with colon cancer, you know, my colon cancer is different from somebody else's colon cancer.
Right, right.
And it's the ability for scientists now to be able to utilize cell and gene therapy to really personalize treatment.
Yeah.
That is remarkable.
And when you talk about literally the thousands of different manifestations of cancer, it is heartening to hear every couple of months that a cure for one type of cancer has been added to the catalog. It's that cure may only impact 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 people, but that's 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 people who will still be there next Thanksgiving.
That's so true, John. And the other thing is that this is a very, very collaborative community of scientists. So one scientist will discover something that's going to work with lung cancer. Right. Mm-hmm. And somebody else will say, wow, that's kind of adjacent to, you know, the thinking that I've been working on with brain cancer or with breast cancer. Mm. And I'm going to try to take that idea and see if I can make that work for the research that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So any advance in any type of cancer really is an advancement in all type of cancer treatments.
Excellent. As we nudge past the midpoint of our chat here, we want to remind you we're talking with Nancy Carr. She's the event director for Swim Across America Fairfield County, which is happening on June 29th down in Stamford at the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy, also the beneficiary of this swim. Lots more to talk about, but we want to give Nancy a quick break and go from the beaches of Stamford to the hilltops of the northwest corner in Salisbury, Connecticut. Nancy, I don't know if you know, but Connecticut is the home to one of only two or three Olympic level ski jumping facilities in the entire country. So normally for the people is chatting with the Salisbury Winter Sports Association during the winter ahead of their huge annual Jump Fest, which attracts thousands of people to the northwest corner for one of the region's biggest ski jumping competitions. But the association is spending all summer looking for support as they work to raise funds to replace and improve their Olympic class ski jumping center so even more young and experienced jumpers can consistently train, improve, and compete. Many of the folks that have jumped at Ski Fest have gone on to compete globally and in the Olympics. And whether you're a skier or you just like the idea of Connecticut having one of the coolest winter sports venues on the East Coast, we hope you'll consider helping the cause or attending one of their upcoming fundraising events or even becoming a member. You can learn more by going to jumpfest.org. Okay, from the winter and skiing back to the Long Island Sound and swimming. Nancy Carr is with us. She is with the 18th annual Swim Across America Fairfield County, which is benefiting, as we were talking about, the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy. So, Nancy, reassure people that, you know, they don't necessarily have to be incredible swimmers, and they could still participate in this event as a fundraiser in the water.
Yes, absolutely. So, we do have three different swim distances. We have a half mile, which is, you know, it's kind of an out and back. This entire event is what's called a closed loop. So it's not a point to point. You're not starting at one point and ending up someplace else. And, you know, the half mile is doable, I think, for most people. You know, a lot of people say, you know, it's, again, it's not a race, right? So it doesn't matter how long it takes you. You can do your backstroke, you can side stroke, you can kind of float on your back for a little while and look, you know, look up at the sky and enjoy everything. And it's just, it's such a wonderful, festive, upbeat atmosphere. You know, for something that's as serious as cancer, it's wonderful to be able to honor people who have lost loved ones, people who are still fighting, and people who just want to be able, you know, to make a difference. And, you know, again, as we say, make ways to fight cancer. So you can absolutely do that in the water. We do have pool swims throughout the summer at area country clubs. And I would just encourage, again, anyone who wants to get involved in this organization, whether it's swimming or volunteering, there's a way for you to do that. You can go to our website, swimacrossamerica.org/FC for Fairfield County.
Sure. If people are listening and they don't necessarily, you know, want to get out in their bathing suit around people, but they want to help raise money, they can even do it virtually, right? SAA My Way is another option.
That's absolutely true, John. Yes. And that can be anything. We had people that have done dancing. We have people that have dog walked. We have people. I did the year that we weren't able to do a swim. I tried to walk in as many Fairfield County towns as I could. So it's really anything you can do. And the other thing that I wanted to mention when we talk about, you know, anybody being able to get involved, is we have a couple of new initiatives this year. And one that I'm really, really excited about is our Kids Splash. And our inaugural Kids Splash, excuse me, is actually named the Queen Willa Kids Splash. It's named for Willa Kosh, who is a five-year-old who is just finishing up her first year of battling leukemia. She and her family are in Old Greenwich. Her mom, Tina, is one of the owners of Garden Catering. Anybody who lives anywhere close to here knows about Garden Catering. And the Kid Splash is for kids up to age 11. They don't have to be big swimmers. They don't even have to be swimmers at all. They can register, or parents can register them at the same website. It's $25 per child. Mom and dad, you can walk in with them holding their hands or carrying them, or, you know, whatever is going to be. We're going to have a fun flamingo blow up.
Sure.
full blow up. I can't think of what it's called.
Right. Yes.
In the water. Again, not really far out, just something fun. Get the kids involved. And they get all the same great swag as the big kids and the grownups do. So everybody who participates will get a swim cap. They will get a Swim Across America t-shirt, and also one of our towels, which people just absolutely love. Mm. Another thing that's really exciting this year is we have a high school challenge. So high school kids have always been a big part of the swim. Mm-hmm. And this year we are going to be giving a trophy to the high school team that raises the most money. So right now we have Greenwich High School, Darien High School, and Brunswick all in the running for that top spot.
Well, hopefully, with this program still a couple weeks before the event, some more high school folks will get the word and quickly get a team together and maybe make that happen. All of these initiatives are spectacular and all really, as you heard from our guest, with funds going to create and support the most cutting edge globally connected cancer research toward cures for many cancers, thanks to the beneficiary, the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy. This is the 18th year of Swim Across America, Fairfield County. It's happening on the grounds of the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy in Stamford on Cummings Point Road on Saturday, June 29th. As you heard, you could do the open water swim. You could do one of the pool swims. You could do a virtual fundraiser. But we want you to start your kids with the Kid Splash, or maybe get your high school kids involved on that competition. Everybody can come to this event and take part in being part of a cure for cancer. It's happening Saturday, June 29th. Volunteers are signing up now. So Nancy, we'll leave you to get on with your work because I know you're getting into busy, busy period, but just give folks the website where they need to go to learn more and sign up to help.
Absolutely, John, and thank you very much for having me. The website is swimacrossamerica.org, /FC for Fairfield County, swimacrossamerica.org/FC.
And if you got a boat, a kayak, any kind of watercraft.
And a paddleboard, you know, yep.
They can also use your volunteer help. So stay in touch, as we will with you, Nancy. Nancy Carr, our guest this morning, she is the event director for Swim Across America, Fairfield County. Started out as a volunteer, and now she's the boss. Thank you, Nancy. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much, John. Nice to meet you as well.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at pluralsight.com and see for yourself.